Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the 2016 season preview teleconference series with the Ottawa Red Blacks. I would now like to turn the meeting over to Mr. Olivier Poulin. Please go ahead, Mr. Poulin. La parole est à vous.
Merci, Patrick. Bonjour tout le monde. Hi, everyone. Bienvenue à l'aperçu de la saison 2016 de Rouge et Noir d'Ottawa. Avec nous aujourd'hui, joining us on the phone today, the team's general manager, le directeur général Marcel Desjardins, ainsi que l'entraîneur-chef and the head coach Rick Campbell. There won't be any opening remarks, so we'll open the lines for questions at this time. Nous allons passer immédiatement aux questions. Patrick, please go ahead with the instructions.
Thank you. Merci. We'll now take questions from the telephone lines. Allons maintenant passer à la période des questions. If you have a question and you're using a speakerphone, please lift your handset before making your selection. Si vous utilisez un téléphone main libre, s'il vous plaît, soulevez le combiné avant d'effectuer votre sélection. If you have a question, please press star 1 on your telephone keypad. Si vous désirez poser une question, veuillez s'il vous plaît appuyer sur les touches étoile 1 de votre téléphone à clavier. If at any time you wish to cancel your question, please press the pound sign. Vous pouvez à tout moment annuler votre question en appuyant sur le dièse. Please press star 1 at this time if you have a question. S'il vous plaît, appuyez sur étoile maintenant pour poser une question. There will be a brief pause while the participants register for questions. Il y aura un cours d'élèves permettant de vous enregistrer dans la file d'attente pour la période de questions. Thank you for patience. Merci de patienter. The first question is from Benoît Rioux de l'agence QMI. La parole est à vous.
Oui, bonjour. Ma question est pour Marcel Desjardins. J'aimerais savoir à quel point tu demeures impressionné là, par le carrière Henry Burris qui va quand même fêter ses 41 ans en juin. Puis, une sous-question, c'est à savoir si l'ajout de Trevor Harris peut changer la donne un peu au poste de corps arrière.
Et premièrement, en ce qui concerne Henry Burris, évidemment, c'est un joueur qui sait très bien se préparer, non seulement du point de vue mental, mais du point de vue physique. Il prend sa saison morte au sérieux. Et puis, à chaque fois qu'il se présente chez nous, il est à 100% prêt à être notre leader, à être notre corps arrière. En ce qui concerne l'ajout de Trevor Harris, ça change pas grand-chose du point de vue de nos intentions en ce qui concerne M. Burris étant notre partant. Mais là, on a l'option, évidemment, si jamais il y a une blessure ou si jamais ça ne va pas trop bien pendant un match, etc. Au moins, on a une très bonne option pour changer ce que l'on veut faire. Et évidemment, pour le futur, c'est un très bon ajout pour nous.
Merci.
Thank you. Merci. The next question is from Chris Schultz from TSN. Please go ahead.
Afternoon, gentlemen. National Football League draft is tonight. The Canadian Football League draft is on the 10th. And my question is kind of, when you are evaluating the talent, do you have the same criteria? Do you look at the Canadian college player, the Canadian and the NCAA, and you have the American athlete, too, en masse because of the population differences? Do you have the same list of boxes you check off, or is it very individual in how you look at each player? For Marcel, I'm sorry.
Yeah. Hey, Chris. Yeah, we look at these players, obviously, when we grade them. We have a grading scale that we use, and we use the same grading scale as it applies to everybody. So if we are looking, for instance, at some of the, whether it's the Canadian players in the CIS or those playing in the NCAA or the American players, obviously the tendency would be for the higher end of that grading scale to reflect players that are playing down south.
Okay.
Not sure if that answers your question.
Yes, it does. But in the grading scale, how much of it do you put into competition, and how much do you put into transition into pro, if you understand my question?
Yeah. No, I mean, it all plays into there. I mean, it's not, put it this way, we factor everything into the grade. I think there's more of a projection involved in the CFL draft with the CIS players in particular, whereas most of the guys coming from down south are going to be a little more ready. So that does factor into the grade.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you. Merci. Once again, please press star 1 if you have a question. De nouveau, vous pouvez appuyer sur étoile 1 pour toute question. La prochaine question est de Martin Comtois du journal Le Droit. La parole est à vous.
Bonjour, M. Desjardins. Est-ce que la question est en deux temps? Premièrement, quel va être le plus grand défi pour votre équipe cette année, puisque vous avez excédé les attentes l'année dernière? Puis en sous-question, est-ce que vous avez l'impression que l'an dernier, peut-être les équipes vous prenaient peut-être plus un petit peu plus à la légère?
Bien, du point de vue de nos attentes sont vraiment les mêmes que l'année passée. Nous autres, on croyait sincèrement qu'on aurait une bonne chance à participer dans les séries. Et puis, une fois rendu dans les séries, voir comment c'était pour se développer à partir de là. On a été assez formidable dans nos matchs, d'être capable de terminer au premier rang, ce qui était quelque chose d'exceptionnel. Est-ce que les équipes l'année passée nous ont pris un peu à la légère? Peut-être. Le fait qu'on avait un nouveau système offensif nous a peut-être donné un petit avantage au début. Mais je crois sincèrement que nous autres, nos avantages cette année, c'est que le même système offensif, le même noyau de joueurs sont en place pour cette année. Donc vraiment, on commence à un point plus avancé cette année qu'on l'était au mois d'avril et au mois de mai l'année passée.
Est-ce que vous avez l'impression, par exemple, que le plus gros test, ça va être de gérer peut-être les attentes, parce que les gens vont s'attendre à ce que l'équipe répète peut-être les mêmes exploits, ça vient avec de la pression sur des joueurs, sur des entraîneurs. Est-ce que c'est le plus gros piège qui vous attend?
Non, du tout. Comme je te dis, nous autres, nos attentes sont les mêmes que l'année passée. Peut-être des attentes à l'extérieur où les gens vont penser qu'on va être capable de terminer au premier rang facilement. Ça, c'est pas le cas, évidemment. Ça va être difficile, ça va être une compétition, on va voir ce qui arrive au fur et à mesure, mais pour dire que la pression va être plus augmentée sur les joueurs, les entraîneurs, le personnel en général, je dirais que non.
Merci.
Thank you, merci. The next question is from Tim Baines from Post Media. Please go ahead.
Question, welcome gentlemen. First of all, a question for both of you. A year ago, you're coming off a two-win season. You get one step from winning a Grey Cup this past year. What has changed in terms of approach or expectations going into the 2016 season?
Our expectations are no different. I think in the big picture is we want to be a perennial playoff team, that we can be a consistent, successful franchise. Obviously, going into every year, a player and a coach, we're always shooting to win the Grey Cup, and that's going to be our goal every year. And I think we're focused on a process, too, of making sure we keep building and getting better each year, and that's what our focus is on.
Thank you, merci. Once again, you may press star 1 if you have a question. De nouveau, vous pouvez appuyer sur étoile 1 pour toute question. The next question is from Chris Schultz from TSN. Please go ahead.
Rick, just a question in regards to last season. Your team progressed and progressed and improved and improved. What were you most proud about as you went from game 1 to game 18?
The belief factor. Our guys had the thing that I, going into the second year, that I thought we had a good chance was the first year. Obviously, the record wasn't what we wanted, but we thought there was a core group of guys here that had the right stuff. And, when things weren't going well, they weren't pointing fingers or blaming or anything like that. They were focused. They knew we were a brand new team that was trying to build. And they continued to believe in that process going into year 2. And we knew it was a process going through the season. And our goal was literally to improve day by day and game by game. And I think they bought into that, and it's encouraging. We just got done with a mini camp here, and our guys showed up very businesslike with good energy, and they look like guys that are on a mission.
Are you at the point where you can say you're not necessarily rebuilding by any means, but refining?
Yeah. I mean, we think we can throw our hat in the ring with anybody in this league. We know it's going to be very difficult because the other teams are very good, but our players are reaching a point where they expect to go into games and compete and win as many as we can, and they have high expectations for themselves, and that's a good thing.
Thank you.
Thank you. Merci. The next question is from Tim Baines from Post Media. Please go ahead.
Question for Marcel. Marcel, do you, when you're looking at free agents, you're looking, you're making decisions on who to sign, do you slot positions at certain salaries? And if a guy is asking for more than that, then really you move on, or do you take it in on an individual basis?
I mean, in all honesty, it's a big picture approach first, and you know, you take the full amount that we have to spend and how it's already distributed, and then really base each player who is a free agent what his value would be, and see if that fits in with what he's thinking, because in some cases that's not the case. And sometimes that gap is just too big to make up. But to say that we allocate a certain dollar amount for a position is not necessarily, that's not how I go about it.
I guess I'm speaking specifically, a salary came out for Justin Capocotti this week, and there was some chatter on social media. It was a number that was lower, I think, than a lot of fans figured that he had signed for. And there was chatter questioning why not Justin Capocotti. I mean, this just comes down to, you really don't, you only have so much money to spend?
Well, I mean, a lot of it has to do with timing, too. You know, I mean, once I've made a commitment to somebody to replace a player, I'm not going to go back on that. And that was kind of part of the equation where that situation was concerned.
Question for Rick. Special teams. I'm guessing still 2 years in, probably not to the level you wanted, although the kicking game certainly picked up last year, and there's some certainty there going into the 2016 season. But I'm guessing that that's an ongoing process that you want to see evolve and take another step.
Yes, that's correct. And I thought as the, particularly towards the end of the year, towards the last month or so, or the last six games, is we started to, you know, special teams started to become an asset for us. We have a long way to go. I think continuity is a big part of it too. Coach Dice coming in here too is going to bring a different energy to it. And, you know, we need to establish continuity is a big thing for us. We were, kind of looking for some answers last year, moving some people around, trying to find our groove. I think we started to find our groove late, and we want to continue that, into this season and, you know, starting off the year. I'm a guy that takes a big pride on special teams, and, we spend a lot of time practicing it, and that's a big difference between winning and losing, and we'll be working hard on it.
Do you see Chris Williams being more of a factor back there this year on special teams?
Yeah, we're going to work as hard as we can, regardless of who the returner is. I know Chris is a guy that wants to be the punt returner, and he'll have every opportunity this year to be the punt returner, and you know, we're going to make sure we have the right scheme, have the right guys blocking for whoever the returner is, so that that can be a productive position. And I anticipate that Chris will come in here and compete to be the punt returner because he wants to help the team any way he can.
Thank you, merci. The owner for the questions at this time, nous avons plus de questions pour le moment. I would like to turn things back over to Mr. Poulin. Je voudrais retourner la parole à M. Poulin.
Merci, Patrick. We still have Coach and Marcel Desjardins with us for a couple minutes, so we'll do one final round of questions. I see that there's been one of you that just registered, so please press star one if you have a question, and this way we can just proceed with the call. Thank you.
Thank you. Merci. The next, la prochaine question est de Benoît Rioux de l'agence QMI. La parole est à vous.
Oui, Marcel, j'aimerais t'entendre sur deux joueurs en particulier. Patrick Lavoie, qui a quand même fait un gros toucher l'année dernière en finale de la Coupe Grey. J'aimerais savoir si on peut s'attendre à un rôle accru pour lui. Puis Christopher Milot, qui a eu une prolongation de contrat. C'est que j'ai entendu dire que les négociations n'avaient pas été très longues, donc on semble avoir beaucoup confiance en lui. J'aimerais savoir si c'est bien le cas.
Premièrement, dans le cas de Chris Melo, oui, c'est quelque chose qui s'est fait quand même assez rapidement. C'est un joueur que l'on aime, non seulement du point de vue de son habileté comme batteur, mais aussi sa personnalité et son leadership dans le vestiaire. En ce qui concerne Pat Lavoie, tu sais, Pat, c'est un joueur qui peut contribuer dans plusieurs façons, que ce soit comme receveur, que ce soit comme bloqueur, que ce soit sur les unités spéciales. Est-ce que la possibilité existe qu'il va être utilisé un peu plus cette année? Absolument, mais reste à déterminer. Évidemment, les habiletés sont là, et reste à voir si ça dépendant d'un match, il y a mille et une choses qui peuvent s'occasionner pour déterminer si le ballon va aller dans cette direction ou non, mais c'est certainement un élément clé pour nous du point de vue offensif aussi.
Juste une petite question complémentaire. La clé dans votre système offensif, là, vous avez dit tout à l'heure, vous avez surpris des gens peut-être en début de saison. Selon vous, c'est quoi l'élément clé dans ce système offensif-là qui a pu surprendre les gens?
Ben, je dirais premièrement, c'était à cause que c'était quelque chose de nouveau chez nous, et on avait beaucoup de nouveaux éléments du point de vue de talent, du point de vue offensif. Mais ce qui est important pour nous, c'est de se débarrasser du ballon rapidement, c'est de protéger le corps arrière, et c'est de trouver un peu de balance avec le jeu par la course. Donc, c'est vraiment ça notre système offensif.
Merci beaucoup.
Thank you, merci. La prochaine question est de Martin Comtois du Journal Le Droit. La parole est à vous.
This question is for Rick Campbell. You guys sign different players over the winter. A lot of people talked about Trevor Harris, Brendan Gillanders. For Arnaud Gascon-Nadon, where does he fit on the defensive side of the ball for you guys?
We'll be looking at him as a defensive end. I think he's an impressive player. You know, he came in when we played the East Final. He started for Hamilton, and he's very capable of doing that. He'll have every opportunity to compete and try to win a job or play as much on defense as he can. And, you know, that's what training camp's for, is to go to training camp and let the players determine who's the best one to play. I fully anticipate that he'll be a solid contributor for us this year, both on defense and special teams.
So you like the upside that this player has?
Outside?
You like the
upside? Yeah, I think the guy's a good football player, and I think his best days of playing football are still ahead of him. So I'm glad he's on our team.
Thank you.
Thank you, merci. The next question is from Chris Schultz from TSN. Please go ahead.
Hey, Rick, last year your offense, tempo and time of possession were pretty magnificent. Different system this year, or will you try to reproduce the same philosophy of moving the ball, getting to the line of scrimmage, and pace?
Pace. We're part of no huddle. No huddle doesn't always mean going fast, but it makes the defense react fast and the defensive coordinator react fast, and I'm a big believer in that. And we'll definitely be an up-tempo offense and a lot of no huddle, and we're working hard on being efficient in our huddle calls and the words we used, so that the calls can get in and out quick. Sometimes, as you know, playing football, there's a lot of verbiage that goes on, and we're trying to be, being that we have some continuity with our players and with the offensive system that we're going to use, we're going to continue to try to refine and be efficient as possible, getting the plays in and out so that we can line up fast and our players can play fast.
Thank you.
Thank you, merci. Once again, you may press star 1 if you have a question. De nouveau, pouvez appuyer sur étoile 1 si vous avez une question. The next question is from Tim Baines from Post Media. Please go ahead.
Marcel, several players were released yesterday, which puts you below the 75-story number. Is this it pretty well until we get to training camp? I think you have a little room. You could bring a couple players in.
Yeah, our intent is to sign, you know, the numbers to get to the maximum, and obviously we'll have our draft picks over and above that.
Were there any really difficult decisions, or did it pretty well? Did a lot of these guys jump out at you when it came time to decide who was being released?
No, I mean, they're all difficult. I mean, these are all good football players. We just, you know, have to see how they fit with what we're trying to do. And in some cases, it just fits better than with other guys. And again, I mean, across the board, all these guys came in and competed hard and did a good job for us. And, you know, it's disappointing. And who knows? There may be guys that we have to go back to during training camp.
Thank you.
Thank you, merci. There are no further questions registered at this time. N'avons plus de questions pour le moment. I would now like to turn the meeting back over to Mr. Poulin. J'aimerais retourner la parole à Mr. Poulin.
Thank you, Patrick. We'll do one final call for questions to see if anyone would like to ask a question. So please press star 1 at this time. Si vous avez une question, s'il vous plaît, pèsez sur étoile 1 pour vous enregistrer. Looks like we're out of questions. Well, merci à Marcel et à Rick. La série de téléconférences se poursuivra mardi prochain avec les Lions de la Colombie-Britannique. Hamilton et Calgary suivront respectivement mercredi et jeudi. Les détails seront communiqués sous peu. The teleconference series continues next Tuesday with the BC Lions. Hamilton and Calgary will follow on Wednesday and Thursday. Details will be shared in the upcoming days. Once again, thank you to Marcel and Rick. Have a great day, everyone. Thank you.
Thank you, merci. The conference has now ended. La conférence est maintenant terminée. Please disconnect your lines at this time. Veuillez s'il vous plaît raccrocher votre ligne. Thank you for your participation. Merci à tous les participants qui se sont joints.